Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice, our mild-mannered podcasters were bombarded by gamma rays, bitten by radioactive bugs, mutated by toxic waste, irradiated with cosmic rays, born into a world that doesn't understand them.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 318 of the Talking Comics Podcast. I am your host, Steve Say, and joining me this week for our third round of deliberations for our annual Comic Books of the Year, Mr. Bob Ryer.
I've got my fighting shoes on now, boys.
Mr. Joey Brigido.
It's gonna get wicked up in here.
And Jessica Schaefer's in the house.
All right, I'm ready to go. Let's go. Come on. Right,
let's do this.
She's a veteran now. She's ready.
She's ready to go. So we are podcast three of the day, time travel. And we've all got some drinks because it's time. It is time. Happy New Year. Absolutely. In a couple days, it'll be 2018.
Not soon enough.
Maybe it's more than a couple of drinks going around. This is a... Yeah. We are...
We're killing them right now.
I have spares. I've already had two mimosas, and now I'm working on an Innocent Gun frankincense, which, if I may, is a golden ale matured over gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
That's bougie as hell.
Limited edition. I am fancy up in here.
Where are you at? What's in your class?
You know, as always, I am drinking a very cheap Sauvignon Blanc. It's delicious. It had a screw cap, and it's been in my fridge for 3 days.
Hey, no shame on the screw caps. No shame.
Listen.
No. There's a cork shortage. So there's a lot of major vineyards have gone to that. And that you said Sauvignon Blanc in such a lovely accent, I think it elevates it. Despite what Sarah might think.
I sent her a picture. Sarah got a picture. Yeah. This bottle was $11. Okay, not $5. So we've upped the ante here, okay? Nice. I've brought my game up.
Moving on up. Jess,
I am drinking a Sutter Home Chardonnay that was $11 for what amounts to 2 bottles. So Sarah's not going to be happy with me either, but you know.
You got the giant bottle.
I got the giant bottle.
Hell yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
That's amazing.
I'm 2 glasses in already.
Joey, what have you got going on over there?
I have a skeleton Malbec from Argentina. It was $10 from my corner store right outside.
All right,
and a struggle to open.
Oh my God! Don't even. I wasn't recording, although that would make a great post-credit scene. It was.
That would be great.
I came on the mic, and I was like, "I've made a terrible mistake. I can't find the corkscrew." Thankfully, I had my trusty Swiss Army knife.
17 functions.
Exactly. It was a very difficult function to operate, but I got the cork out, and here we are, drinking red and podcasting about comics.
It was either going to be that, or you're going to do a whole Warriors thing, right? You're going to knock the bottle on the side and put the neck on your finger?
I would have just smashed it against the inside of the sink and, like, drank it with a straw.
Oh, my God.
Just going to hold it over his head and snap it in two and just guzzle it down. Shards of glass and all.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
Comics. What about you, Bob?
I'm still with my cheap Chardonnay, but I may need another glass already.
All right.
This one's gone pretty fast.
Yeah.
So
should have brought it to the table, but who knows?
As we were saying, this is the last of the deliberation shows before we get to the big one. This podcast, we have the following categories that we will debate and decide our nominees. These are the big guns. This is going to be all agonizing, so strap in. We have categories for best artist, best writer, best story arc, and best overall comic.
Man.
Oh, God.
Damn.
Yeah. Best picture, best director. This is all right here. Best actor and actress.
Okay. We are going to kick the categories off with best artist, best comic book artist of 2017 in the great land of comic books.
Jack Kirby.
Can I go first? Oh,
sorry.
Yes.
What?
All right, no. Here we go. Yep, here we go.
Yes, you may. Go ahead.
Woo! Joelle Jones! Jeff Lemire! Nicola Scott.
I like the last one.
Okay. Song. I like the way he does that.
Okay. Jess, your three names.
I also picked Joelle Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Tyler Cook. Crook? Yeah, Crook. Sorry. See, he gave me wine.
Yep.
He gave me wine. That happened. I could watch him. Have you ever seen his Facebook? Have you watched him do?
No.
Oh my God! It's I could watch him draw all day, but for that last
say it.
Oh.
Jeff Lemire.
No. Say it. Say it.
I can't say it right. I can never say it right. So just say it for me, Bob.
Daycon Shea.
There you go. I'm not doing my
Croatian Sean Connery, bro.
Yes, he will be my last.
I don't want to hear you pronounce it, though.
No, I don't want to say it anymore because it's terrible. But his art is beautiful.
Bob, how about you?
I also have Ms. Joelle Jones, who was a guest on our podcast some while ago and was just amazing. Stepan Shayich is on my list, too, for what he did with Aquaman, he did a Suicide Squad issue, tons of covers, and Sunstone is just perfection. And I'm going to go, I've got three artists, each in a sort of different sort of spot. Joelle Jones, completely stylish. It's the layout. It is her sensibility of retro and advertising art and everything else. We still had Lady Killer coming out this year. Mm-hmm. Stepan, who's photorealistic in some ways but utterly expressive at others. Lovely combination. And I'm going left field and I'm saying Erica Henderson. Because you gotta have some lightness in your world. And it is very easy, not that either of my other two picks filled their panels with extraneous silliness. It is very hard to have a completely balanced and lovely presentation, and I Jess may help me with this as a graphic designer, when you have a simple panel, to make it work, to have things flow in some sort of concert when you're drawing Squirrel Girl and filling it with humor and anxieties and love and loss and all the other stuff that's in a Squirrel Girl book, Erica Henderson is my number three.
That's a good choice, Bob.
Steve?
Okay. I'm going over my list. I'm moving things around a little bit while you guys were chatting away. Okay. Number one on my list, I also have Joelle Jones.
All right, so she's in.
Yeah, she's definitely in.
Unanimous choice.
I think that's our first unanimous choice.
Yes, it is.
The run here.
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap it up. We're done.
Yep. Batman, between her issues of Batman, Lady Killer, and Supergirl being super at just killing it.
What a great year, yeah.
Killing it. What an amazing, amazing display from her this year. I also have Mitch Gerads for Mr. Miracle and the Batman and Catwoman rooftop issues. He is a serious artist. If you do a little search and take a couple of pages of Mr. Miracle, it's something. It's special. It's really nice. And Jeff Shaw is my other best artist. He is the artist of God Country. Look it up.
Okay.
The artistry, the story, God Country all around is just a phenomenal, phenomenal book. But the art in that thing, the way that that it lends to the story and how epic everything is in that book is very much the art and just such a like a tornado of artistry going on in that thing. It's so
tornado
good.
Tornado of artistry. There's a back cover quote.
There's
right
a tornado
there.
In the book.
There is a big one.
A tornado of artistry.
It's like it's kind of like Sean Gordon Murphy, but not. Just yeah. check.
Well, that
check,
helps.
Check it out. Well, no, you're gonna have to. You're gonna end
yes,
up in God Country. I hope.
Yes. No, we have to.
So.
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Mitch
Gerard. Joel Jones is a complete unanimous choice.
Lock it in.
Right. Stefan Sejic has 2 votes. Are we saying yes?
I'm okay with that.
Two?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Steve, there's somebody I thought you would mention, but didn't. But we'll get to that in a second. I had Nicola Scott as one of my extras. Her work on Black Magic,
yeah,
incredible. And what she did with Wonder Woman with Greg Rucka was also very, very good.
I got to say, you know, Nicola Scott's artwork is probably not the only reason. That sounds flippant, but like... It's the only thing that makes me come back to Black Magic single issue. Otherwise,
right.
Otherwise, I would trade weight the entire time.
Oh,
I don't know if that counts for anything.
She was also on my list. I had a hard time with that.
But let me tell you.
What do we think? So
let me tell you what Jeff Lemire did this year. Lemire did AD, which I talked about a couple episodes ago. Royal City was also this year. And he also had a great graphic novel called Roughneck as well. He moved away from doing all that X-Men stuff at Marvel where he was doing the writing, and now he's doing more of his own stuff, and specifically more of his own stuff where he's drawing the work as well. And, you know, it was just a reminder, like, holy damn, this guy is another level of artist and another level of comic book storyteller. I talked about AD, but Royal City... also was fantastic. We didn't really talk much about that that book on these episodes, but Lemire, it's a good option. Just saying.
Steve, the person I thought you would mention, Russell Dowderman.
Yeah. I had a couple of other names on my list. I had Leonardo Romero on my list. I have Sana Takeda
yes,
on the list.
Monstrous, yes.
Monstrous is so gorgeous. That book is so exquisite.
Really pretty. It's very pretty. You can't call it. It's just pretty. It's.
Do we want to... It sounds like I could maybe get some support from Jess. I would be willing to remove my Mitch Gerards for Sana Takeda.
Whoa!
Maybe get some energy going on. It's a hard swap, but I'm willing to do it.
You'd get me on that. Yeah, you'd get me
on
that
one too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a long list of artists. I really.
Am I getting okay? Then hold on. Then if you have Mitch Gerards, then do I have any support behind Jeff Shaw before you guys read God Country?
No,
I can't say. I can't say. I can't.
Okay.
And it's nice, but no.
Okay.
So we're taking out Jeff Shaw. I'm putting in Sana Takeda.
Yes.
Leaving Mitch Gerards in place. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Those rooftop issues were amazing.
Yes. And Mr. Miracle is awesome. Visually just incredible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Harrow County.
Yeah.
Is so creepy.
You have to go to his Facebook page. It shows him like making this, and I could watch this all day.
Mm-hmm.
All
I love
day.
That dude.
I could just watch him create this stuff, and I'm, like, mesmerized by it. I think I've shared it a bunch of times. It's just, like, mesmerizing. It's,
okay.
Yeah.
And just to be a jerk, sure. Jess, you said some nice things about Erica Henderson.
It's just, you know, I think just beautiful. It's really well done, and like you said, the composition's really good. So that's what helps it. It's laid out very nicely. And I will agree with you.
Okay.
How many spots do we have left?
Three. Jones and Stefan Sejic. So right now we have open 3 spots for Sana Takeda, Mitch Gerard, Erica Henderson, Jeff Lemire, Nicola Scott, and Tyler Crook.
It's so hard. All of these artists are phenomenal. That's the problem.
And all worthy of the spot.
Shapon always manages to make his way into these things.
I'm sorry.
He's awesome.
I love his stuff so much. Oh my god, when he did the Rat Queen stuff, that is some of my favorite.
How many times has he won in the past though?
Yes.
For what category?
Best artist.
Best artist. The year that he didn't win Best Breakthrough, which is 2015.
Right.
Aquaman has been so big.
I like Stapon. Okay. Throw him on there.
Stapon's got to stay.
I like Stapon. Okay. Throw him on.
I will fight to the death with it. I lost the Sunstone fight. I'm not losing any Stapon.
I'm with Bob.
Fight.
I will fight with Bob.
All right. How do we feel about Ed? And we have Sana Takeda.
Monstrous is amazing.
So we got Joel, Stapon, Sana. Really... Who else?
Sana Takeda. I don't have a problem. Everybody, Sana Takeda on this list.
Yeah.
That's a yes for me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Now let's also say, because we didn't nominate Staples Fiona Staples, because SAG was out of the running. Let us make complete mention of how wonderful her work is on Saga.
Yeah, I was gonna put her, but I feel like redundancy. I don't know.
Do we want to do for the rest of the list? Do we want to do Mitch and Fiona?
No.
Okay.
He's like no.
Fiona's not Joe, a big conversation.
She's not in the conversation.
No, she's not on this list. She didn't get nominated, but I just want to say that her work is amazing and continues to be so.
We now have
Joelle Jones, Stepan Sheyich. Look at all the foreign languages I'm speaking today. And Sana Takeda. Tyler Crook, Jeff Lemire, Nicola Scott, Mitch Gerards, Erica Henderson for two spots.
I feel like Joey had a lot of passion for Lemire, and I always love me some Lemire.
But never mind. I'm not going to say anything.
I'd be very okay with him on this list.
I'd have more passion for Nicholas Scott than Jeff Lemire on Joey's list.
Yeah, but I don't have a lot of passion for Nicholas Scott on my own list.
Okay.
I just had to round out that third.
All right. I have more passion for Lemire as an artist than a writer.
Agreed.
If that means anything. So I could, you know.
I'm good with Lemire.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
And Mitch?
Gerard.
Now we have Erica Henderson, Mitch Gerard. No, Russell Dattelman's not part of the conversation, though I thought he would be. And Tyler Crook.
Do we want to put Russell Dattelman on the list?
I'm okay now with this list, so I have no dogs here. I'm going to let y'all fight this with a sucker out.
Russell Dauterman's Mighty Thor is stunning.
Another one. He was in my, runner, you know what I mean? Like, I have a list of, 10 names that I had to
I do
from,
too.
You know, and he was one of those 10 names as well, so.
I'm going to move that we strike it and we go Russell Dauterman.
Okay. You're the boss.
I'm okay with
I'm not. I'm the boss, but I also let's go around the room. I want to feel it out.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. What he's done across the run of Jason Aaron's Mighty Thor.
Yeah.
With the Jane Foster character, the War of the Realms and back and forth Earth and whatever, he's able to do everything, and not everyone can. Some people do cosmic wonderfully, but can't do down to earth. His regular people have weight and gravity and emotion. Stunning.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so Russell Dauterman for the last.
I'm into it.
My only Sneaking other one in. That I...
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Wait
the
a minute.
The only other one that I'm not putting up for was Jacques for All-Star Pack Batman.
Jacques.
Yeah. That was my other... That was my last one that did not... Everybody else is, here somewhere. But he was my other... I'm just going to mention him. Because I love his stuff so much.
Just throw in one of Steve's extra picks that didn't make it this time around, but did on one of our other categories, Leonardo Romero. Let's be completely up there. His work on Hawkeye was amazing.
Yes. But
you've heard him on the other podcast. So perhaps next year, he's already 38 years old. It's not like he's a kid, but amazing stuff too. Mm. So here we go. We're set. Are we locking this in?
Think so.
Oh, let's hear the list. Let's hear it.
Okay. So the not locked in list is Russell Dauterman, Joelle Jones, Jeff Lemire, Stepan Sheyich, Sana Takeda.
Wow.
That's where we're at right now.
I like it.
I think I'm okay with that, yeah.
There's some stuff on that list, I'm saying.
What do you think, Joey?
I'm into it.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm into it.
You sound contemplative.
This is a hard category.
They're all going to be hard categories,
and
man.
It's hard too because, well, no, I don't think so. I think Raider's going to be like lock. I just the trouble with artists is like, you know, you have someone like, not looking at this list. For example, Joel, Stepan, Russell Dotterman, Sana Takeda, Jeff Lemire. They have a very specific, you know, maybe two, maybe three things that they work on, you know? But the thing is, like, you freaking love it. And you freaking love looking at it, you know? It's different with writers. It's different with some other artists, too, who have, like, this body of work. But it's kind of just your standard stuff. We're picking the best here. You don't have a lot to pick from. So you really got to make sure you're picking the stuff that, like, moves you. And I think looking at this list... I think we picked a good list.
Well, there, right. that's a great point, Joey. These are works that you look at it and you definitely feel something.
Yeah.
And it's joy and sadness and exhilaration and F yeah kind of thing.
Ooh, Bob, almost dropped it.
Almost. One more glass of wine.
Ooh, get that glass.
Someone refill that glass.
I've actually been in the room when Bob is cursed a few times, and let me tell you something. It's a thing. Yeah. The whole sky goes dark.
It holds weight, right, when I do that, yeah.
It really does. There's, like, this ridiculous pregnant pause. Like, it ripples throughout the room, and everybody just... like, the DJ, like, does the record scratch. Just, it's amazing.
He said amazing. That?
All right.
So we're locking this in. Our best artist for 2017. Joel Jones. Actually, Russell Dowderman. I'm doing this alphabetically. Russell Dowderman, Joel Jones, Jeff Lemire, Stepan Shayich, Sana Takeda.
I'm good.
I'm happy with that list.
God damn.
Put it in the Louvre. That's what I'm saying.
What the frick?
All right. Moving on. It is time for another killer category.
Yes, it is.
Nominations for Best Writer.
Okay. Can I go first?
Who has the best handwriting? That's what I'm
saying. Here we go.
Best Writer.
Go. You ready? Kelly Thompson. Greg Rucka. Max Visaggio.
Okay.
Ah.
All right.
Oh man.
You have to sing it. Okay. You have to sing your nominations.
Really? You want me to sing?
Do it, Bob.
Okay.
All right. Bob, you want to hit us with some time?
Marguerite!
Yes!
How's that?
Oh, it's amazing. It was beautiful.
Okay.
Can you hear the next one?
Yes, Simone! Little more chaos.
Some System of a Down going on.
Kill someone.
Sugar.
I need a drum roll for this one. Greg Rucka.
Yeah, scream it out. That was good.
Okay. Those are my three. Marguerite Bennett, Gail Simone, and Greg Rucka.
Okay. Wow. Oh, God. I thought this was going to be a lot easier. Jess, go for it.
Tom King, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've loved his stuff. Gail Simone.
Wow.
Go
for the third one.
And Greg Rucka.
Oh!
Okay. Not that hard. That's why I was going to say it's actually not that hard.
No, it's not. It'll line right up.
No.
All right.
Steve?
My turn, huh?
Are you going to have to sing it? I think you should sing it.
All right, do I have to sing it, Joey?
I'm sorry.
You have to sing it.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't sing.
Yeah, but Jess, well, you're new.
Steve has to...
I'm new, so I can get out of that.
No, Steve has to sing Story Arc.
All right, here I go. I'll do a little for you. Let's
sing it. Sing it.
My first nomination is Tom King. My second nomination is Gail Simone. And my third nomination is my favorite of the year. His name is Donnie Cates.
Cates.
There you go.
Wow.
Don King, Gail Simone, Donnie Cates.
Fascinating list here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gail made three lists.
Lock it in.
So she's in. Rucka made two.
Lock it in.
Okay. So we have, for the next three spots, Marguerite Bennett. Actually, Tom King has two votes. Okay.
Lock him in.
I will fight for Tom King. Okay.
Oh,
I will
fight. He doesn't have to fight. He's
all right. Good. I will fight to the death for him.
So for two
I will
spots,
cut you.
I will cut. Yeah, no. Yeah. No. Well, I cut anybody.
We have four nominees for two spots. And that's without we have any wild cards like I don't know Jason Aaron.
I will say Donnie Cates was my wild card.
I also have James Tynan on my list too.
Yeah. Oh boy. Okay.
All right. Let's. So we have three locked in and two spots.
Right. Four. Now that we've added James Tynan the fourth and Jason Aaron to Kelly Thompson, Mags Bisaggio, Donnie Cates, and Marguerite Bennett. Joey, I didn't hear the usual Bennett.
What did I used to do with Bennett? Bennett! Is that what I used to do?
Yes.
Bennett! I haven't talked about Marguerite Bennett in a year.
I've been talking about her all year. Because between Animosity, Insects, Batwoman, and once she was solo on that book, it completely took off. Josie and the Pussycats, Bombshells, Batwoman. She's everywhere, and every single one of them is of the highest quality.
Bennett.
I don't know how we could do a list like this without her, considering the breadth and depth of her work.
But how are you going to do a list without Kelly Thompson, who's on Hawkeye, and also Mega Princess? Can we talk about Mega Princess for a little bit? Remember Mega
sure,
Princess?
Sure, let's talk about Mega Princess.
Mega Princess was so damn good. She was running around, becoming a mermaid and a little person, a little diminutive little, going to the kingdom of the small people and the princess. It was amazing. Beautiful. She had her little pony. It was amazing. Mega Princess, Kelly Thompson. Come on. How are you going to say no?
Okay. Jess already has three people on the list.
May I, for Donnie Cates, for a moment? Okay.
That was my wild card. That was my fourth. Was Donnie
let's
Cates.
Do let's do the list. Thanos, Doctor Strange, God
well,
Country.
I did one issue. So good, far, yeah. Strange, but it was very good.
It was all right.
I had two issues, and they're both very good. God Country, Baby Teeth. Redneck, Star Trek, The Paybacks, A Tomahawk, Interceptor, The Ghost Fleet, Buzzkill, and the other one that I just read, oh God, Reactor.
Quality
that just
over
came
quantity,
out the other day.
Steve.
Have you read Redneck?
I'm just kidding.
That is quality.
Donnie Cates is also very, very good. Donnie Cates is also on our Breakthrough Writer list, though.
But that doesn't mean that he can't be the best writer.
No, you're absolutely right. But Kelly Thompson wrote Mega Princess, and Mega Princess is amazing.
I will be reading Mega Princess now because you've talked it up so much. I have not read Mega Princess. I didn't. I'm sorry. I know. And normally we're on that kind of thing together, but no, I didn't. Oh,
she invents a jetpack for her pet pony.
Oh, that sounds like me right there. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. But okay, Steve, I would bow to your wisdom about Donnie Cates, and Marguerite Bennett fills the same sort of slots in terms of doing lots of stuff really well. So would you throw your support behind Marguerite Bennett?
If I can get some support for Donnie Cates.
Fine. You got it from me.
Put them both
that's
on.
A power struggle. I
Donnie Cates. Okay, I'm on this
for Donnie Cates. For Donnie Cates, I was really breakthrough writer, yes, but it's not just the breakthrough part, it's the quality of the books that he's been writing. Everything that I've read by this guy this year has been infinitely entertaining. You know, he's all over the map, and he's doing really incredible things. I think he deserves to be recognized possibly more than once during this year, because he's on fire.
Throw him on.
Right
yeah, what he said.
The Doctor Strange issues after Jason left, the sort of fill-ins, were bland. And his, I only thought it was one, but I'll bow to your wisdom and say it's two. His two brought back all the great things that were in Jason Aaron's run.
Yeah.
I could give you support on Donny Cates, but I want to hear some Bennett love.
I haven't been reading her stuff this year, Bob. Like,
I tuned out of Batwoman.
What's that?
I tuned out of Batwoman. But you're saying that it picked up when she took over the book solo.
Yes. And Bombshells has been great the entire year.
Oh, that's true.
Bombshells is wonderful. Incredible. That is true.
Right. Animosity, Insects.
All right. So
Josie and the Pussycats.
Rooka, Tom King, Gail Simone.
That's what we have is
Marguerite Bennett, Donny Cates.
I'm happy with that list. If everybody else is, I'm okay.
I would go with it. I love Kelly Thompson's Hawkeye. Don't get me wrong. I've only read one issue of Mega Princess. And I was one of the people who pushed for her nomination last year, and she was our breakthrough writer. There was so much other stuff last year. Yep. Is there anything else she's got right now that we can
back up? It's fine. I'm not bitter at all. It's fine.
I'm not bitter
and,
at all.
And we should before we go though, Mags Visaggio's Kim and Kim, mm-hmm. amazing, right?
Mm-hmm. And like I said, she was also on our list last year too, and had a great year getting more and more work. Like I said, she's got projects up at DC coming in the next couple of months, and she's working at IDW doing work on their Transformers franchise too, which is awesome. And I love following
IDW keeps coming up. We maybe should have
hey man, choices.
No,
choices.
I feel bad, yeah.
And I love following her Twitter because it's awesome, so there's that.
So I'm going to run down this list and let's see where we're at. Marguerite Bennett, Donny Cates, Tom King, Greg Rucka, Gail Simone.
I'm good.
That's great.
Okay.
Whew.
All right.
You know who also is a great writer?
Stan Lee.
No. Kieran Gillen. He does this book called Wicked and Divine. It's really
my
fantastic.
God.
Wait your turn, Joey.
My turn is coming up.
Just a moment.
Oh my god!
I might even let you go first.
I am gonna go first.
All right, we're down to our last two categories.
Oh geez.
Yeah.
No. This category coming up is best story arc. So, Joey.
Yes.
Take us away.
I am going to nominate first the Batman issues that we just all read together. I think it was 33
rules,
to 35.
Rules of engagement.
Yes, rules of engagement. I really thoroughly enjoyed those. I am going to nominate Wicked and Divine Imperial Phase Part 1 and 2. Wicked and Divine, Imperial Phase, Parts 1 and 2. Part 1 started right at the tail end of 2016, finished in 2017, and then we fit all of Part 2 into 2017 too. Imperial Phase has been an astounding turn for the series, as I was saying in a previous episode with the one-shot that wasn't nominated. We're in the phase now where all of our pantheon gods are starting to realize they don't have much time left. And what do they do with that time? And mysteries are solved. Characters fall into factions as they try to figure out who is really pulling the strings, as it were. And chaos reigns supreme as they start going after one another. And I don't want to spoil anything because every freaking issue just ends and you're like, what the hell? It's crazy. And then, like I said, where Imperial Phase Part 2 ends is one of the most shocking cliffhangers, followed by another twist cliffhanger, and then another twist cliffhanger, back to back to back. in the course of like two or three pages. And the fact that we've built to that moment is just incredible and completely changes your perspective on the entire series leading up to it. So you guys are in for a real treat when you read the book, because this is going to get on all the lists. Get ready. I'm going to die on this hill.
Standalones, or what issue numbers are we doing?
I'll have to look up the issue numbers when someone else is doing their nominations. I'll get them specifically. And then my last one. My last nomination. Can I just poll the room here? Is anybody nominating any Hawkeye stuff for this category?
No.
Not I, said the little red hand.
Do you want us to come back to you?
No, forget it. I'm just going to pull the trigger. I'm going to nominate the Button, the crossover between Batman and Flash.
Ooh.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Throw that twist in there.
Whoa.
That was very good.
You like that?
Yeah, that's a monkey great choice.
The alternative was, what would Jessica Jones do from Hawkeye 5 and 6?
Yeah. Oh, that was great too. To me, it's Hawkeye everything.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
so,
all just one.
So I don't feel bad. Yeah.
Just Hawkeye. But, can I go next?
All right.
Sure. All right.
Yes, go ahead, Jess.
So me and Joey are very much on the same page here, okay? Because Batman, the Rules of Engagement, clearly. And I picked also the Button. I only had three down here. And I had to put Saga somewhere. So it's the last. I think they're calling it The Coffin, the last story arc of Saga. Those are my three. They are my favorite. And I'm sticking to it. But yeah, I was like very surprised when Joey said the Button. I was like,
yeah.
Yeah. So I am with you, Joey. I am really with you on those.
Yeah, man. The Button was actually pretty rad.
It was really, I loved how they did it. I liked that it didn't carry on too long too. Like they did it within the four issues.
It was done in a month.
It went back and forth. Yeah. Yeah. It was great. I you know.
Seeing
it really
Barry
worked out.
As a detective.
Yeah. It was great.
Equal of Batman. It was very well done.
Super well done.
Wicked and Divine is issues 23 to 33.
Whoa.
Okay. 23 to 33. You got it. Okay, dog. Steve, are you going or shall I?
I am a little confused now, if I'm being completely honest. Because when I think of story arc, I kind of started including some of the minis.
No.
No.
Well,
so I'll go next. Miniseries are self-contained, so that's their own little category. Okay, I'll go I'll go on and on and on and just stop.
No, you don't have to go on and on. I have two. I need to think of a third one now, and it's probably just going to be one of your guys' things because time.
Here we go. So, because it's now going to be on the list, I don't have to select Batman Rules of Engagement. It means I can do some other crazy stuff. So, Silver Surfer, the next phase, issues 9 to 14 that encompass Dawn Greenwood's return to Earth.
Is that what it's called? Because I have that, and it's one of my picks. It's called Worlds Apart.
Okay. It begins at, really, at issue 9. Worlds Apart, I think this is 13, 14, or 12 to 14.
Oh, okay.
Really, it starts to drift backwards, but we're in the same, however you want to call it, Silver Surfer finale. Well, how about that?
Sure.
Ms. Marvel Mecha, issues 19 to 22, where we begin where Kamala takes a break and comes back to a Jersey City much changed by the political climate, with a new mayor who is basically the gentrification Hydra guy, and we have what amounts to immigration agents all around the city. It is brilliantly political and yet still within the realm of what Ms. Marvel has been all the way through, because it's G. Willow Wilson, of course, and her book's in the Hall of Fame. Because I want to tweak DC, I should say this next one, so I'm going to. Wonder Woman, Hearts of the Amazon by Shea Fontana. It's how you're supposed to do Wonder Woman, not the way they did it following. It is David Messina on art. Later issues, the first ones, it's outside my pile of stuff here. Wait a minute. Let me grab the book. It's over here somewhere. And again, it is the literal heart of this character. It is why Wonder Woman is who she is and why it works. And if the company that holds her publishing rights can't sort it out, that's on them and not on us as readers. We have Wonder Woman being friends with little girls and other women and men, and we've got Steve going on. She makes a tough choice. There's a government agency that what they want to do is try to save all humanity by using what's within Wonder Woman's DNA and blood to cure disease on the planet. To do this, Wonder Woman basically has to give herself up for experimentation. And even though she realizes things may not be right, the greater good is to save all of humanity. The original artist, Esmirka Andolfo, was actually on my early list for a breakout artist. So it's Wonder Woman, Heart of the Amazon, and it is issues 26 to 30.
All right. Let me see. I really only have two things to throw on the pile. Because Silver Surfer was definitely one of my nominations. I have Batman Rooftops.
14 you guys, and 15.
Yeah, you guys all went for the other one, which is also amazing. But I feel like Rooftops deserves those two issues. Are really what started kind of the Batman hive mind. It finally got everybody to read Batman on the podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, that's when it began, where we started to really wake up to what Tom King was doing on that book. And it's just been, you know, a ride ever since then. That was really the jumping off point for a lot of people. So I think that was fun. And the other arc that I want to nominate is actually for Monstrous, and it's the second arc, and it's called The Blood. So what this does, if is anybody reading Monstrous? Have you guys dabbled in it at all?
I have dabbled. I haven't dabbled.
Read it all. Yeah. First
trade.
So you've read of a significant amount. Okay. So this basically takes all the mythology of the series and of the characters and puts it on a boat and goes out into the world, where you meet just like a menagerie of new characters and new plots and new people. And it expands this ridiculous world that, like, you need maps, you need backgrounds, you need to know languages and stuff. It is like a Lord of the Rings of comic books. And it just takes the characters and takes the world of Monstrous and blows it outward to just fantastic proportions and leaves you just hanging off of cliff waiting for them to get started again and pick this book back up. And it was absolutely phenomenal. I read it a couple months ago and almost forgot about it, but then in going through the books and kind of thumbing through it, remembering just how epic it was, that would be the other arc that I think really blew me away throughout this year. And there's my little not my best soapbox pitch, but I'm sticking with it. All right, so what do we got?
Batman Rules of Engagement with 2 votes. Silver Surfer Finale, we'll call it that, 2 votes. And The Button with 2 votes. And everything else is singleton. Okay, Joey, tell us. Talk to us.
I'm okay with Silver Surfer, The Button, and that Batman arc being there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I would think so.
It's not the Rooftops one, but I only read the Rules of Engagement one, so I didn't get a chance to read the book.
The Rooftops one is so beautiful.
I didn't. That was like a fourth on the. You know what I mean? I figured yeah. Steve would probably nominate it. I figured it would be nominated besides me.
That was my original pick for ARC until these Rules of Engagement came out over the last month or so.
Right.
They're both so amazing in their own ways, though.
I know, but I want to put two on the list.
But they're so good. They're so good, Joey. They're so good.
Well, let's keep Rooftops to the side, just in case, as a fallback position in case. Yeah, I see what you're saying. You can't put two Batman books on the list, but then I had this problem years ago with I couldn't get two Fantastic Four books on the list, and I don't agree with that.
Yeah, but no, that was different because those two Fantastic Four books were different Fantastic Four books.
Right, but this is two different arcs within Batman.
From the same comic
book. It is from the same book.
But if
and we're, so we're saying, too, Batman Rules of Engagement. Batman and the Flash, the button, and Batman Rooftops. I get where he's coming from.
That's I see what you're saying.
But that's a lot of Batman.
Yeah, so technically we're putting 2.5 on the list.
That's a lot of Batman.
All right.
And I love Batman, so, I get where Joey's coming from.
What are our other choices?
We have Saga, Coffin, Wicked and the Divine Imperial Phase 1 and 2, Monstrous the Blood, Ms. Marvel, Mecha, and Wonder Woman, Heart of the Amazon.
I can throw some weight behind Ms. Marvel.
I was going to say I really like those Ms. Marvel issues.
Yeah.
I as well. I think it should be on there too.
All right. Add it.
I'm also feeling pretty good about another one.
Is it Wicked and Divine?
Another one not on the list.
It is the Wicked and the Divine.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I told you. I've been catching up, man.
Did you start Imperial Phase?
No.
Okay, so then what the hell are you talking about?
This is about trust.
Yeah.
This is about trust, and this is about me going back and starting from the beginning because I wanted to get reacclimated with the characters and also with the trajectory of the series and where I'm at in it now. Like, it's only going up, up, up. It's like being on a roller coaster and you're like going up for the big drop, but the big drop doesn't come yet and you just keep going up.
Yeah,
and it just gets more and more intense. Yeah, dude, it's a serious, serious series. You know, like, I trust you.
What else is on the list?
I said it in the last podcast too, Joey. Your passion about it is what it makes. I don't know. You're so passionate.
But now
about
I'm
book.
Nervous.
You really are. Don't be nervous. I mean, if we hate it, we hate it, and then I'll tell you I hate it. But
we have. Look,
You got it to this place, Joey, on our trust in what we've all read of it so far, and your passion. So
I think we're all backing you up here.
Yeah. Right. It's in the conversation, and that's a hell of a win from where a month ago none of us were reading it.
And also last year when I was like, guys, we're going to divide. And y'all were like, F you.
Look, we have three.
What else
weeks.
Is on the list? What else is on the list? How about that?
It's Silver Surfer, Batman finale, Batman Rules of Engagement, The Button, Ms. Marvel, Mecha.
No, I'm talking about what else is on the list of options.
Are we really putting The Button on here?
We have two votes for it. Talk against it or talk positively for it, Joey and Jessica. Convince Steve it should be here.
Yeah.
Well, can I ask, what didn't you like about it?
I don't remember it anymore. Okay. I know it had to do with The Flash. I know it had to do with Batman, but I don't. When I think about, like, I remember more, I mean, probably because we just read it, but, like, the Doomsday Clock, number one issue, got me more excited than any of that Button stuff did.
See, the Button got me very excited. It made me want to go on to those other things, like the Doomsday Clock. That's what I thought was exciting about it. And, like I said, I loved the way they did it back and forth between the two books in, you know what I mean? Like, I really enjoyed it. I mean, but if you guys are really not on it, I mean, I would take that off. As long as the Rules of Engagement is on the list, I am fine with taking that off.
The thing I will That's say for the button, is that it made me want to read Batman and Flash a little bit more. I didn't, because life happened, but it got me excited to read those characters, and I remember saying every week when we read those issues, I can't believe I'm reading Batman, I can't believe I'm reading Flash. And it was Josh Williamson, right? Took over writing that whole arc too. I really enjoyed it. To be honest, I'm with Jess in terms of if we need to replace it with something else that is also good from the list, then I'm okay with that. But I did really enjoy The Button.
Yeah. It made me want to know more about what was happening in the universe. Like I said, I didn't read Flash. I was only a Batman reader. It made me want to read flash. It made me want to know more about it, and that's what I thought was exciting.
But I'm not going to die on this hill.
Right, yeah. There was some fun stuff with Jay Garrick and the Cosmic Treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm also coming off of a year where I felt like a couple of endings to some stories that I really liked were left me feeling kind of flattened by the results of them, and I kind of remember the button being this thing that was like, it was really exciting, and then we kind of just wound up where we were at the beginning, at the end of the story, and it didn't seem like much had transpired, and that kind of pissed me off when I left that story.
Literally, timeline wise, I think only like 2 minutes had passed.
Yeah, like
that's true.
It just, I think it was engaging at the moment, but the payoff doesn't seem to have rippled out. Like the big deal wasn't the button. The big deal was the Doomsday issue, where it's actually happening. And, you know, you're back in that Watchmen world. I just don't think that the button did that. For me.
Okay. Well, I buy that.
I buy that,
like,
too.
There were other arcs mentioned in these conversations that I would be willing to put more steam behind than the button, just for me.
Fair.
Okay. I'll just go crazy because I'm for it here right now. We came off an acclaimed run with Greg Rucka and Wonder Woman, where he tried to pull everything back from the New 52 that had driven him crazy as a fan. When I spoke to him at the New York Comic Con, it was, he had spent 2.5 years researching Wonder Woman before he even wrote a word of the Hecatia. And so he put the pieces in place so that you could restore the proper Wonder Woman, the Wonder Woman of Dr. Marston and George Perez and Bill Jimenez and Gail Simone and John Byrne, everybody else who had done such a great job in between. And when they handed it off to the woman who was writing DC Superhero Girls, I think a lot of people went, oh, well, please. How are we doing this? And yet, she creates an arc that features the supporting cast in new ways, a choice for Wonder Woman that cuts to the core of who she is, and is going to stand as perhaps the last bastion of true Wonder Woman for possibly who knows how many years as we go through this next phase of things. Jay Fontana, Mirka Andolfo, David Messina got why Wonder Woman's important and still relevant. And in the year of Wonder Woman, with the film and her anniversary and so many other things, I think it's important to recognize that this is someone who really did the research, did the work, and then delivered it on the page.
I'm into that.
Indeed.
Yeah. I'm into that. I want a reason to read it.
You're going to love it.
I'm into it. Lock
it
in.
I'm okay with that, too. Lock it in. Go for it, as Joey says.
Wonder Woman, Heart of the Amazon, 26 to 30.
Okay, so...
The passion. Bob has so much passion about that, so it's like...
Thank you so much. You got me... I'm a little teary-eyed talking about it, I gotta tell you.
Well, let's hear, we have four on the list now, right?
Silver Surfer Finale, Batman Rules of Engagement, Ms. Marvel Mecha, Wonder Woman Heart of the Amazon.
And what's left?
The button is on the cusp.
Button's off.
Button's off.
We have Rooftops, Monstrous the Blood.
Mm.
Jessica, tell us about Saga Coffin.
Have you been? I think they call it the coffin. Have you read the list?
No.
No.
Okay.
Tell us.
I don't want to know anything about the coffin.
But tell us
have
why.
You not read
tell
it?
Us. Tell
no,
us
I have
why
not.
We should read
okay.
it.
I don't want to spoil it for Steve. So here.
I have not read it either.
It's like, what do I say? It's Saga. I had to put it somewhere. It's been phenomenal. It's been so good. It's just never stopped being good. Okay, that's the thing. The characters are fantastic. It makes me feel things that I didn't know I could feel every time I read this book.
Oh, I believe you. I believe you 100%.
I don't want to spoil it. It's continued. You know, we have our characters, and now we have the kids. And oh, I can't. I don't want to spoil it. I'm gonna stop.
I heard the catch in your voice just then, Jen. Like, that's very persuasive, I gotta tell you.
It has continually been a fantastic book that I love to read every single time it comes out. And I could not put Saga somewhere on this list. I know we couldn't nominate it for overall, blah, 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 blah. The last... the last arc has been just as good as every other arc that it's done, if not better. I think it's been fantastic.
So from what I'm hearing, it's going to sound like it's coming down to either Saga or The Wicked and the Divine.
Arm wrestle.
So I believe both of you. Who among you? You guys got to talk it out.
Oh. Wait a second. So can we go through what's locked in right now?
Silver Surfer finale. Okay. Batman Rules of Engagement. Ms. Marvel Mecha. Wonder Woman. Heart of the Amazon.
Okay. Now I got to talk about Saga and how much I love it, and I'm very passionate about that. But I know that Joey is so in love with The Wicked and Divine that I feel that I cannot take this from him.
No, but it's okay because you guys are going to be reading it for ongoing, and mm-hmm. and maybe in another category. Who knows? And,
maybe.
Yeah, but I just feel like you have nonstop talking.
There's
about
so
it.
Many of them left.
But also,
see, like, we're both fighting for each. That's this is the problem. Like, he's like, no, we're too nice to each other.
Well, because Saga is also amazing, right? Let's just go around the table, raise your hands, let's see what happens.
You're talking about continued excellence versus continued excellence.
Yeah, it's where do you go from that?
I don't know
where to go. I feel that Joey is so, like, this should be the year for The Wicked and Divine.
No, but
Joey,
it's okay because we're already getting recognition that we didn't get before. And
that we didn't get. Like,
here, for the sake of having variety and recognizing all six? Things and
all six?
Recognizing no.
Put Saga.
No, let's go with Saga.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm okay with that if you're okay with that. I feel like
it's already done, Jeff.
Okay. I'm gonna get a lot of tweets back that are like, "You told us you would fight for us and you didn't fight for us."
You're I'm sorry, that's not
category, man.
Saga's
Saga's
another category.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So we're locking in. I'm feeling Batman Rules of Engagement, which is issues 33 to 35 for those following along at home.
Can I interrupt you just for a second?
Sure.
Are we sure that we're locking this in? I am really, I'm trying to just move things along, but I am like teetering between, I'm still agonizing over the Saga and Wicked and the Divine thing.
Okay.
Steve, listen, it's okay.
Is it?
Yes.
I'm fine.
Are we making the right decision?
Okay. Hold on a second. If it comes to the next category and I'm like, guys, Wicked and Divine, best overall, and you're all like, fuck you, Joey, then I'm going to regret every decision I've ever made. But
I can't vote for Saga in the next one. So, but it's okay. You know what? I think you should put The Wicked and Divine in.
All right.
I think Saga should be there.
Okay, we're doing it. It's good. We're
Saga.
Good.
Saga.
Let's go.
What are we
Let's
doing?
Go, Bob.
Saga.
Okay.
Batman Rules of Engagement, issues 33 to 35. Ms. Marvel Mecha, issues 19 to 22. Saga Coffin. Jess, do we have...
Oh, I'm not sure exactly the... I'll find out for you.
Okay, we'll be in the post. So Saga Coffin. Silver Surfer finale. I'm saying it's issues 9 to 14. And Wonder Woman, Heart of the Amazon, issues 26 to 30.
That's great.
Okay. Now that we've sorted that out, the time has come for our final category, Best Overall Comic of 2017.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Ask not for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee.
Okay. So let's get this straight. What are we doing here? We're going to come up with a list of what, 10?
10 total.
10 total.
5 picks from each?
Yes.
Whittled down. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Beautiful. Yes. Okay.
Right. Because then we'll have 20 or less. And we have to select 10 from those 20 that will then be voted upon on our patented weighted system.
Okay. We're going to get things started. I'm actually going to kick us off.
Okay.
Best overall comics. My best overall comics of the year. My favorite thing is Monsters. Emil Ferris. God Country. Donny Cates. Jeff Shaw. Hawkeye, Kelly Thompson, Various. Silver Surfer.
Actually, it's two. Mike Walsh and Leonardo Romero.
There you go. That's more than one.
That's Various.
Silver Surfer, Dan Slott, Mike Allred, Laura Allred. And I'm going to fuck this
like
last one.
I like this.
You guys are going to have to help me with this. Four kids walk into a bank.
Matt Rosenberg.
And... oh, no.
And it's Tyler Boss.
Tyler Boss!
One of the great names of 2017.
Yes.
Okay. So just to reiterate, my favorite thing is Monsters, God Country, Hawkeye, Silver Surfer, Four Kids Walk Into a Bank.
Okay, that's a good list.
Right, yeah. That, you know, if we went with those five, though I haven't read God Country, but I trust Steve, that's not a bad five. But
God Country, Bob, is my new I Kill Giants.
It's the best thing ever.
That, by the way, that got distribution. It'll be out next year in wide release.
Can I tell you guys, just side note, that it was playing in New York like 2.5 weeks ago, and I had a freaking... I saw SpongeBob the Musical that night, and I couldn't see it.
Yeah, I was in the same boat. I couldn't get into the city that night.
I had nothing to do that night and couldn't go because I'm in Canada.
You live in Canada, nerd!
That's all right.
I still want to see SpongeBob.
Well, SpongeBob is magical.
Have you? By the way, Steve, I need to alert you to this fact. Ms. Jessica has not read I Kill Giants.
What?
I have not.
I told her, read the book, have Kleenex in hand, you're going to fall in love and never stop talking about it.
Whoa.
I will read it, I promise. Hey, I've read everything else you guys have told me.
Yes.
So I will read it.
That's a great one.
I've heard good things, and Bob yelled at me at the store. Not yelled at
me. I didn't yell. He chided.
He gave me a stern talking to.
I have an I Kill Giants tattoo on the back of my leg, in like my whole whatever. It's really good. God Country, if I can just for a second. God Country is a like a God level father son tale. Joey, you've read it.
I read the first, was it four issues total? Four or five?
It's five.
Yeah, I think I read the first three, so I haven't finished it out, but it is, first of all, it's beautiful, as you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And second of all, just the premise itself, that first issue, you're reading through it and you're like, what exactly are we doing here? And then it lands as to what the hell is happening and you're like, holy shit, this is amazing.
Yeah, there's lots of unexpected turns in it. It is touching as all get out. People know my past. They know my whole thing with father-son stories and whatnot. They really cut to the bone for me. But this was definitely something special. It's so epic. The metaphors coming out of this thing are just second to none. And it's definitely, without a doubt, one of my favorite things of the entire year, if not my favorite read of the year.
You're the person who got all of us to read I Kill Giants. How can I dispute that?
It's definitely in that echelon. That area, that echelon for me, like, in as far as like where I'd put, like, how I'm always with the I Kill Giants, I will always God Country. That book is definitely something
cool.
Okay, who was up next on this our pantheon?
Joey.
Me.
Joey's up.
AD After Death, Hawkeye, God Shaper, Heavy Metal Hi-Fi Fight Club, Wicked and the Divine!
I thought you were going to forget there for
a second. Oh, I'm not going to forget.
Okay.
I'll never forget.
All right, can you just give those to us again?
AD After Death, Hawkeye, God Shaper, Heavy Vinyl Hi-Fi Fight Club, Wicked and the Divine!
Nicely played. I didn't think you had that second long note in you, but awesome.
All right, hey. Jess. Jess, let's hear you.
How do I even?
You don't have to. You do your own thing. Don't worry about what Joey's doing.
Where do I even go from that?
Wrap it.
Here, I'll give you a little hi-hat.
Poor kids walk into a bank. Yeah, that's one.
That was awesome.
So yeah, poor kids walk into a bank. Batman. I've lost my train of thought. Four kids walk into a bank. Batman. My favorite thing is monsters. Crosswind. Ooh. And I have to do it. It's on there. I love Fairyland. I don't hate it. I love it.
Wow.
Fairyland is special. Such a good book.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Here he goes.
Surfer?
Yes.
Hawkeye?
Yes.
Sunstone?
Mm.
My favorite thing is monsters. Oh, I'm back and forth on this last one.
Just go with Wicked and Divine. It's fine.
See, I'd go with this one, but there'd be no support. I have three that are in a four. Really, they're in a lump.
Now you have to say it.
You have to say it.
Okay, Squirrel Girl.
Oh.
But no one's reading it. So nope. What's the point?
Nope.
Right. Paper Girl. Paper Girls.
Oof. That was on my list, Bob. So.
Crosswind. And clean room. Right. If we were going eight deep, I'd be in good shape.
I keep forgetting about clean room.
Yeah, because it ended this year with a tremendous finale.
Yeah, last year.
That's why I was like, I didn't even think about it. I like put it out of my mind.
All right, what are
four issues with this year? Right now, I have Surfer, Hawkeye, Sunstone, and my favorite thing is Monsters.
I think favorite thing is Monsters, Surfer, Hawkeye. And there was one other that had multiple votes. Crosswind?
Four kids.
Well, I think that was who? Me, you.
Well, I think my favorite thing is Monsters. I think got the most support. And Hawkeye, those two.
Yeah.
I would say those are two safe ones.
God Country.
So I still have four.
I can I will back you on the God Country.
Thank you.
I will as well. Because it's had phenomenal reviews throughout the store. I personally haven't, you know, that's not my personal thing, but it has had very, very good.
It's gonna wreck you. Yeah.
Niagara Falls, Frankie.
So I will get behind that as well.
Okay. So I've got one. I still have a pick to make.
Oh, you just
steamrolling.
I thought you had list like 17 books.
Yeah, I did. I did, but I only have four because you said, well, just say them. So I just said,
we need 10. So let's hear all the suggestions that we can get. Flintstones.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I'm not kidding, but I'm kidding. Go.
Bitch Planet Triple Feature. Unstoppable Wasp. America. Mighty Thor.
All of these are very good choices, Bob.
All these are very good choices. Very...
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Okay, my fifth, because we need to lock something into place here. Because I'll throw it in. I want to make sure it's in the mix. It's Paper Girl.
It's
been great.
So what we have for sure is my favorite thing is monsters.
Hawkeye. And I think we're on the air about a bunch of things. Although we
Silver Surfer is on two lists.
I like Silver Surfer and God Country for this list.
I know how much you love Silver Surfer, Bob. Like, I know that was really, you really love that. You talked to me about this multiple times. So, when we were on the show.
Oh, so Silver Surfer is definitely a top contender. It's going to be really hard to beat that out.
It stuck the landing. I'll put it that way. Stuck the landing.
So many books don't, and this one did. So, we have five.
No, we have four.
Off the top. No, my favorite thing is Monsters, Hawkeye, Silver Surfer, God Country, Four Kids Walk Into a Bank.
I'm hesitant about Four Kids Walk Into a Bank.
Okay.
I really loved Four Kids Walk Into a Bank. But I just felt like I was reading it for a long time. And when it was done, I was like, thank God that's done. I enjoyed it, but I don't...
They did stretch it out.
Feel the need to say it was the best overall comic of 2017.
Okay.
See, I really liked it. It really, I don't know, it had a lot of... I connected with it, I guess. I don't know. It really spoke to me.
I did too, but like... But God
Shaper, I do agree, though. It was stretched out too long.
God Shaper did weird things for me, and it, like, changed the game.
I'm down for God Shaper on this list, but taking four kids walking to a bank off
I'm just saying, like, look, we have a limited number of spots, and I'm looking at this list, and I'm saying, okay, if I was going to reread something from this list, Hi-Fi Fight Club, God Shaper, you know, Batman, you know, like these are books that like get me a little bit more excited than Four Kids Walking to a Bank. I read it. I'm like, that was fantastic, and it was great. I'm gonna slide it to the side, and it's gonna stay there. You know, like it was its thing, and I just feel like it took me a year to get through it, but I can move on.
Wait a second. Are we putting Wicked and Divine on this list too? Because Joe's gonna have a meltdown if we don't. Like I thought that was the deal.
I haven't gotten
Saga on the best story arc. We had to put.
I haven't gotten there yet. I haven't gotten there yet. But I'm just. Okay. I'm hesitant because I just feel like Four Kids keeps showing up on our lists, which is great because it is well deserved. But I just feel like on this list, it might take the spot of something else that is more deserving. Yeah. That's just my argument. Mm. Not that it doesn't deserve a spot, but I just feel like there might be more books on this list worth paying attention to and listing.
Okay, so I put it above the line for now, and the bottom four that are on the list, my favorite thing, Hawkeye, Silver Surfer, God Country. Are we good with those four?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Jess, do you want to tell us why Crosswind should be on this list?
Well, Bob, I think you're with me on this one.
It is part of my list, so yeah.
I think you're with me on this one. It was a great, well-written story on something that, I mean, don't get me wrong, you have read this before. This whole, like, swapping, you know, and I mean, Freaky Friday type thing, you've read before. Okay, you have. But it was such an amazing take on it. It was well written. You know, I'm a huge Gail Simone fan. I'm not going to lie. I thought the art was fantastic. I thought it took it to a new place where, like I said, where this is something that you've read before, you've seen before, we've seen in movies. It made it completely original. And I think that's an amazing and almost an astonishing feat to do, to take something that's been done and make it completely original and unique.
Okay,
I know you're with me. So.
I agree with that, Steve. How about you with Crosswind? You read?
Oh, I love Crosswind. You'll have no objection from me of Crosswind ending up on this list.
Joey, what do you think?
I like it. Lock it in.
Okay, I'm all for it. Yeah, it was spectacular. Again, it's a story that goes back to a fellow named Thorne Smith in 1930. He wrote a story called Turnabout, and it's been done, like you say, Freaky Friday. It was done as a Star Trek episode, the last one and maybe the worst one of the entire series. And thank you, Carolyn will salute me for that one. It is so different. The interactions of the two characters within the different worlds and how they find a way to use what their skills are in this new place. Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. So, yeah, okay.
It's also downright hilarious.
It is.
Yes, and brutal there. At the same time.
Brutal, yeah. Funny. It's just, I think it has a lot of everything in it, and that's kind of what I like.
I am going to jump in on something because it came out so early in the year. As first thing I wrote down on my blank forms was Sunstone Volume 5. I'm the person who brought this one to the table when we were actually at Steve's house for the first time. And I remember as I was talking about it, Steve, you and Bobby were looking at this book that I had brought to the table. Bob's reading this? There's nudity and bondage and all this weird stuff. And yet, it is the most
But wait, there's more.
But wait. Yeah, but wait. You get free chamois or ShamWows or whatever. It is a romantic comedy. It is a sensual comedy with characters that from really three or four pages in you cared about. It's a book where five graphic novel collections in, where you knew the ending if you were paying attention to the first issue. You knew how it was going to end, and yes, you were invested in the drama of how things went badly in volume four. And you talk about stick the landing. I'm not going to spoil the ending in case some of you folks haven't read volume five, coming off of volume four. It is perfect. It is romantic and lovely and funny and real and sexy, and sexy in a way, considering the subject matter of a BDSM relationship that is not overtly objectionified. These are characters with agency and control over what it is they're doing. We're dealing with a relationship that is all about trust and communication, and aren't all relationships supposed to be about that? And so many of them aren't. And it's here in play in this wonderful series.
That is a strong case.
Bob.
That is a strong case. Bob
does
that. You
should have been a lawyer, Bob. Okay. You missed a calling in life.
Thank you very much.
All right.
So let me tell you this story about this book called Wicked and Divine.
All about how, man.
Go. Let give him his pedestal. Go ahead, Joe. Yep.
Look, guys. Steve, I know you've read Phonogram, and freaking love that shit. Wicked and Divine has, over the last 3 years, taken that sentiment, that idea of music and power and magic and all of that stuff, and transformed it into this idea of godhood and the way that we, you know, value celebrity and that we elevate certain people to these unsustainable heights, and what happens if those people at those heights actually had the power of the gods. So you have that element to it, and then you put a time limit on that. And over the last year, what Gillen and McElvey and Wilson have done is really, again, talking about sticking the landing. It's the third time we've said that in the last 20 minutes, but like, they are moving very rapidly towards their final year on this book. And the way that this past year in particular has taken this set of characters that they have fleshed out so completely and developed so thoroughly, have taken these characters and put them through the ringer and shocked readers with every single issue, with characters dying or making these very like consequential decisions. The way that they've taken the last 12 issues and brought us to this moment, issue 33, 2 weeks ago, to that final three pages, it was perfect. It was a masterclass in storytelling, in a way that you only get with a team that has worked for 33 issues on these characters and has worked for years together in that same wheelhouse of big ideas and themes about music and celebrity and magic and individualism and all that stuff. And it's just the level that Jamie McElvey in particular, Kieran Gillen, love the guy, he's fantastic. Anything Darth Vader,
but
he's,
who cares?
He's on Star Wars now. His run on X-Men was fantastic. Loved his Iron Man stuff too. It was all fantastic. But the thing that, like, you guys are going to freaking adore when you start reading Imperial Phase Parts 1 and 2, and you get there, is McElvey is just on point. And he is doing things with the artwork that, like, if you thought their work on Young Avengers was wicked, like, their work on Wicked and Divine is...
Divine.
Is divine. Oh! Wow. That was fantastic. I wasn't going to go there, Bob, but you stuck that landing for me there.
Thank you very much.
It's just like, talk about continued excellence. Like, 33 is the perfect button on just years of storytelling, and to say that that wasn't a perfect year, just this last year, I think would be missing out on something really special.
Lock it in.
I think we need to lock in both both Sunstone and Wicked and the Divine.
I'm okay with that. I will give it to them.
We have seven. My favorite thing is monsters. Hawkeye, Silver Surfer, God Country, Crosswind, Wicked and Divine, and Sunstone.
Wow.
So we have left Batman, I Hate Fairyland, After Death, God Shaper, Hi-Fi Heavy Vinyl Fight Club, Four Kids Walk Into a Bank, we're holding in abeyance, but I think it's still...
You can take it off.
Yeah, take it off.
Paper Girls.
Take it off.
See, like, I would put Paper Girls on over Four Kids.
I would put Paper... Yeah, me as well, and Four Kids was one of my choices, so...
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I would as well.
I'm also for God Shaper.
What I read of that was awesome. I mean, I God only read three issues, but...
Yeah. God Shaper is wild.
And I trust you guys.
Oh, it's just... It's really daring. It's got a really unique main character to usher you through the story. The world is something that I wish there was more of it. I want to learn more about it. Kind of taking the idea of godhood and technology and marrying the two into this weird kind of dependency and social class system that is built around these things that go on in this world. It is just absolutely wild.
Oh, we don't have to. Fantastic.
Yeah, the art. Yeah. Jonas Goonface.
Yeah, that's the Goonface, right?
That's the Goonface. So good. It's so good, and it's so like it's so unhinged. You know, like it feels like a story and a book that just there's nothing kind of holding it back from what it wants to be. And I just think it's an amazing celebration of art and story.
Steve, you're a movie guy. Check me on this if I'm wrong. Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that sort of weird underbelly thing with interesting characters and craziness, but it's rooted.
No.
Go ahead.
I think Rodriguez is a good, but I also think like Terry Gilliam is a good
reflection
too. Like Brazil, or like
I love Brazil. Yes, okay.
Parnassus, things like that.
I would actually love to see Hayao Miyazaki.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Like an animated version of God Shaper. I think that would be intense.
Okay. Now,
all three of you guys are into it. I trust you guys on that. I will back you guys with that if that's your other pick.
Now we still have one more pick, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Jess. I think, not that you have to make this choice between, you know, it's a Solomonic choice between two picks. I think, I'm not sure that we the three of us could pick between the two of yours, between Batman and I Hate Fairyland.
Well, Steve's going to back you on Fairyland.
Well, Steve will, okay. Hmm. And now that's the thing. Like, listen to how me and Steve talked about I Hate Fairyland before. Okay, we were like giddy little children talking about this book. It is, and that's the kind of they're two so completely different books. They're not even in the same like it's apples and oranges.
I would back you on the Batman.
I
would too.
I think we got this is the Talking Comics first. We got I Hate Fairyland in there.
We did. Earlier, I had it nominated. Okay,
I would be cool with that, and I would throw the weight behind Batman because I can get behind Batman being on the list as well.
That's what I was just gonna say. I think they're two very different books. Like I was,
saying. I love, and, yeah,
and I had to nominate I Hate Fairyland because it is something that I read every month. I die for it. But
I
Batman
will never. Go ahead.
And
sorry.
Batman and Tom King's run on this has been phenomenal. And his writing is phenomenal. And not only that, I would like to say that, you know, I work at a small comic book store. We tweet out our picks of the week every week. Every single time we nominate Batman as our pick of the week, he says thank you and tweets it out. Tom King.
Wow.
Okay. And for a little comic book store, that's huge. That is huge to have Tom King retweet your tweet. Yeah. And that's a big thing. So, you know, I support his book and I support him because, you know, that's to a little comic book store in the middle of nowhere. you know, really to him, that's an amazing thing. And to take that time out of your day, you know, I mean, I know it's 5 seconds, but we have a lot of creators that won't do that. And Batman's been phenomenal. His writing's been phenomenal. And yeah, he just seems like a decent person. So I'm going to
tell him we nominated it too.
Exactly. That's what you're
No, he probably will. He'll probably say thank you because he, I mean, and we've tweeted at him like a lot. Like an annoying number of times.
Well, we were going to put two runs from his book and his annual into various categories here. So there's a really, really strong case for putting it on this list.
Yeah. So if I have to choose between the two, yes, it would be Batman for me. And I think it's been a great run.
I'm all for Batman being on the list for sure.
I'm for Batman too.
Yeah.
Well, that looks like 10. Shall we run this down and see if we need to do anything with it?
Yeah, yes. Let's hear it.
We have Batman, Crosswind, God Country, God Shaper, Hawkeye, My Favorite Thing is Monsters, Paper Girls, Sunstone, Silver Surfer, Wicked and the Divine.
Wow.
That's our 10.
That's a list.
That's a good list.
I love it.
It is all over the map, which is perfect. We've got indies and big twos and superheroes and craziness and violence and Goonface.
Goonface. Jonas.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
So I like good. It. All right. I like it a lot. So I'm we'll go around the room, but I'm cool with that.
As usual, let's just say for the books that didn't make the list, we've said really good things about and have sometimes for months. I Hate Fairyland. After Death. Heavy Hi-Fi Vinyl Fight Club, which we've all just loved the heck out of, even if we're all going to be arrested for saying the old name of. And those books have their place here too. Just we only have 10 spots.
And the Flintstones.
Yeah.
The Flintstones.
And also, I'm going to keep pushing the Flintstones. I'm telling you.
To the Flintstones.
This is, the Flintstones, after you guys read it, is going to end up being next year's Wicked and the Divine. It's so on point. It's so good.
It just bypasses all things and goes right into the Hall of Fame, Flintstones.
It's going to end up happening next year's Hall of Fame, Flintstones.
And look, there are so many books that we didn't get a chance to read this year. Despite all of our efforts to talk about comics every week, there's still so many that we know that everybody loves and we just can't get to. And they all were worth conversation too. We just ran out of time and we're just doing what we read. And you know, take the polls, I guess.
Yes, exactly. Write stuff in that we didn't pick.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, this is a group think. You know, some people like, oh, there's a hive mind. Yes, of course there's a hive mind. We read comics together every week.
Yeah, whatever Bob says.
Yeah. It's whatever we go with what Bob says.
No, that's not true. You came onto this podcast challenging Bob. That was like your claim to fame. You just
elsewhere.
Came
come on, that issue sucked.
I said you were giving it too much credit.
Nearly the same thing.
Listen. Okay.
All right.
Listen. Let's... Okay. What did I buy the other day? Just because Bob said, and Dan, my husband, was like, "Okay, well, if Bob said you have to read it, that's what it was."
Steve, what it was the Kedia, Greg Rucka and J.G. Jones.
Yeah.
My favorite Wonder Woman ever.
But it was okay. Dan's like, "What are you buying?" And I'm like, "Well, Bob said I have to read this," and he was like, "Well, okay, if Bob said you have to read it, like that was the conversation." So you know, I don't know.
You're gonna love it.
I know. I didn't get to read it yet because I've been trying to do all this, but I will read it. I promise.
Yeah, we can't nominate that when it came out, you know, 20 years ago.
So I don't think that works. Yeah.
All right, Bob. Why don't you run us through our categories and our nominations that we picked for this week?
This episode, we have for best artist. Are we ready? Russell Dowderman, Joel Jones, Jeff Lemire, Stepan Shayich, Sana Takeda. For best writer, Marguerite Bennett, Donnie Cates, Tom King, Greg Rucka, and Gail Simone. for best story arc. Oh, this was a tough one, but we came up with it. Batman Rules of Engagement. Ms. Marvel Mecha. Saga Coffin. Silver Surfer Finale. Wonder Woman Heart of the Amazon. And for our best overall comic, pardon me, I'm going to lose my alphabetical order here, Batman, Crosswind, God Country, God Shaper, Hawkeye, My Favorite Thing is Monsters, Paper Girl, Sunstone, Silver Surfer, well, just Surfer, I'm sorry, see, I fouled it up, and that little book that Joey loves called...
What's it called?
Wicked and the Divine!
Yeah, Bob! Oh, yeah!
Thank you very much, Bob.
You're welcome.
I feel pretty good about that list. How does everybody else feel?
This is great.
Very, very good.
All right. There you have it. That is the last and final category of the 5th annual Talking Comics Awards for 2017. We will be hitting you back with another show that will go, I guess, be available January 3rd.
Basically next week.
Yes. Yeah, next week. Why not? Sure.
It'll be next week.
This is all recorded in the same day.
Do not mind the man behind the curtain.
Yes. We'll have Melissa Megan back for the voting process.
Yeah.
I will certainly have my tuxedo on for that day. We do have a red carpet, by the way, folks. So you should, I implore all of you to dress up for that day.
Oh, I want
to
Photoshop pictures of you guys on red carpets.
Oh, God. We're all going to have to put numbers next to these books. And Bob is going to know what everybody voted for. Yep.
I will so cruel. 100% wear a tuxedo to record that episode.
Oh,
I'll wear my suit. I don't have a tux. I'll wear a suit, though.
Listen, there you go.
If you all send me a picture of yourselves in tuxedos, I will Photoshop you on a red carpet. Okay?
You have to wear your senior prom dress.
I didn't go to senior prom, but...
That's a story for
just buy a
time.
New dress, and that would have been your
kid.
Senior
what do you
prom
want from
dress.
Me? Goth kids didn't go to the senior prom.
Are you
prom.
Kidding me? Goth kids love prom.
No, I'm not these kidding. Ones.
Did you not say goth ones. Kids?
Yeah, I was like a little weird goth kid.
I need photos of
no,
this.
No, you don't. Actually, someone put it on yes, Facebook I the other do. Day. One of my girlfriends put a picture of us at a Sweet 16, and you think we're the shit in this picture.
I need to see this.
Yeah, it was...
The Robert Smith fan club. We like to listen to The Cure and Dead Can Dance.
That's actually my life, so...
Pretty much. That was pretty much. It was a lot of Nine Inch Nails. All right.
Okay.
It's still a lot of Nine Inch Nails. I'm not gonna lie. But anyway.
Really? Still?
That's great.
I can't. They'll always be. You know. That's like my 16-year-old love is Trent Reznor. And I'll always love him.
Nice.
Ghost was pretty good. I kind of tapped out after the downward spiral.
Comics.
Yeah. Anyway. Right. Back to comics. Let's not talk about.
So we're gonna do a red carpet. Even if it's only in the ether, but we'll do something.
Yeah. All right.
I may have to come down to the store in my tux, Jess.
Bob, I would die. I would die.
I nearly did a month ago because I conducted a renewal of the vows ceremony out at the Arboretum in Oakdale. And was actually in a tuxedo and nearly stopped in the store. You wouldn't have been there. It was your Saturday. You were having a sale. And I almost stopped in the store, all dressed up.
Next weekend, we're having a sale.
Okay. The only thing is next Saturday, I have a Christmas dinner. But perhaps I'll stop on the way to dinner.
Let me know.
Before I forget, did you get your piece of cheesecake?
No, I didn't.
They ate it on you?
It's okay. Oh, I didn't make it in there.
Right. All right.
Anyway, continue. Let's continue. Let's end
That's
this.
Wrong. That's just wrong. I'll make sure you get one off the next one. How's that?
Sounds good.
We want to wish everybody a very happy new year. 2018 is right around the corner. And we want to just thank everybody super quick for sticking with us throughout this year. This is the first year that I've been hosting the podcast since March. I think I've done okay.
You were awesome.
Done great.
Great job.
Not too bad. Steering the ship and whatnot. And we've got a couple of things for the new year. We're going to take a little bit of time off now. We're going to read some books. And Just excited. Excited for what's to come and all these, you know, all these people that we mentioned, all these books and everything. There's just going to be more. And people will grow as creators and will grow as readers. And the community will just continue to expand. And, you know, progress is being made. It's a good time. It's a really, really good time to be into comics. Every now and again, we hit a little bit of a stumbling block, but we always come out of it, hopefully having learned something. And a creator will apply that knowledge to something else. And we'll end up with great stories and great characters. And that's just awesome. So, yeah, from me personally, Happy New Year to you all. I hope that you had an amazing holiday and continue to have an incredible rest of the year. Just be cool, be kind, and let people know that you love them when you think about it, because it goes a really long way. Does anybody else want to say anything before we go through the diatribe of stuff at the end?
Ditto.
Yeah, man. All right. You nailed it.
Yeah. And thank you guys for inviting me to join your podcast for this year. It's been lovely,
Jessica.
And a lot.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Yeah, this is your first.
This is my first, yeah.
Let's do a quick interview with Jessica Schaefer.
Oh gosh.
I hate you so much. Jessica Schaefer.
How would you rate on a scale of 1 to 10 your first?
She's not gonna lie. She
first couple of months. I know this is the
or she is gonna lie.
I'm gonna give it a 2.5. It's been terrible. No, it's been great, and I really thank you guys. It's been a wonderful time. I've had a lot of fun doing this. It's been a little nerve wracking. You know, there's been a lot of sweat happening, but other than that, it's been great, and this was a lot of fun. And, I just thank you guys very much.
It's our pleasure. You so quickly on your first show became part of the family. It was amazing. This is if you'd always been here. So our thanks to you for your preparation, your knowledge, your passion, your friendship. Awesome. Thanks, Jeff.
Absolutely. And much love to Melissa as well.
We are very in absentia. Yes.
Yeah. To having you back onto the award show. And moving forward, and
she better vote the right way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bob's coming after you in his tuxedo. Watch out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he still hasn't forgiven me for not voting for Silver Surfer. That was 2 years ago, so.
It's like it was yesterday.
Way to like really make an enemy is just to not vote for Silver Surfer.
Never mind, I'm not going to start singing. We're going to get out of here. That's going to do it. For this week's edition of the Talking Comics Podcast.
This year's edition of the Talking Comics Podcast.
You know where you can find us, podcast@talkingcomicbooks.com, Twitter @talkingcomics, and go to the website, talkingcomicbooks.com, for all kinds of comic-related, game-related, movie-related, all the related things. There's lots of stuff there. Podcasts, articles, reviews, stuff like that. All right. Bob, where can our listeners find you?
Bob Ryer @talkingcomicbooks.com.
Ooh, we're so calm all of a sudden. Joey.
@JoeyBruccino on the Twit and the Insta.
Jessica.
@Jarsica at the Twit also.
I am @dead_anchors on stuff.
On stuff.
I'd like to thank you for joining us on this Starship Journey into the Unknown.
Jesus Christ.
The fifth annual Comics Deliberations. It's been a pleasure serving you. And for Bob.
Live long and prosper.
Joey.
Life goes on.
Jess.
Happy New Year, everyone.
I'd like to just take a minute to talk to you more about some
About the Flintstones.
And how fucking amazing this book is. Why didn't I fight for it? Why didn't I nominate the friggin' Free Comic Book Day I Hate Fairyland one shot thing?
I don't know why I didn't either. I'm so mad at myself.
You haven't said to be continued yet. The show is still going on.
Why didn't I nominate that book?
I'm with you, Steve. I'm sorry. I failed you.
Sign off.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, I knew for sure you were nominating that Free Comic Book Day book. I pulled it out. It's in my pile of stuff over here.
Listen, there were so many. I got confused. I was scared.
It's the Free Comic Book Day one shot coming at you. I'm just kidding. Oh, God, why didn't I nominate that? I'm such an idiot.
Me too.
Image. It was great.
It was really good.
But guys, all right. Wicked and
read
Divine
it, read it.
Made it onto all the list. See, what I did was I guilted you for an entire year. And then...
Absolutely. But you had us read it, and the scatter reading we did as opposed to the more focused made a difference. Yeah. That and your wonderful passion for it and the thought that you were going to come flatten our tires.
Yeah, I will. I still
am,
actually.
Yeah, I maybe kill me in my sleep. So.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, everybody. I am Steve Say. Be good to each other. Be excellent to each other. And we will catch you next week for our 5th annual Talking Comics Awards on this podcast right here.
Black tie required.
To be continued.